11 years ago, the Czech Union for Nature Conservation started opening rescue centers for injured wild animals all over the Czech Republic. To date, 26 centers have been opened, and last year alone, over 10,000 animals were brought to a rescue center. I talked to the organization's member, Markéta Pekova, about issues in rescuing wild animals and how the situation is changing.
Overall, I think it's been better since people are getting more information and they know what to do, that there is such an option that if they find a rabbit or a raptor that they can call certain people and they will take care of them. So that's one good thing. The other thing is that unfortunately with more cars, there are more cases with animals get killed by cars. But overall, it's been more positive since the information is spreading out.
And which animals of all the wild living animals in the Czech Republic are most affected, or which ones do you see most in those centers?
Definitely birds, because of the electricity poles, they get burned by them. Or, you know, the glass buildings and, let's say, bus stops. Animals don't see that it's a glass, so they get into it and they die mostly, or they break their wings or whatever. A lot of hedgehogs are being brought to our centers because people find the babies, and in the fall, a lot of the times the hedgehogs are not as big as they should be for hibernation for winter. So they bring them to us and we take care of them, and then in the spring we release them.
And how can humans modify their behavior so that there is less such cases? Is there easy things that we can avoid doing?
With the babies, let's say, people could get more knowledge on what to do when they find baby animals. A lot of the times people take like a little rabbit or small deer, they touch it. And then a lot of the times the babies are just waiting for their mothers to come and feed them and stuff. They're just like making themselves invisible, let's say. But people come, touch them, and then it's the end because the mom will refuse to take care of it. Again, there are problems with little birds because in the spring when they're learning to fly, people find them and they think, oh, it's a lost baby bird and we have to take care of it. We have to bring it to the station. But that's a problem because the mothers or the parents would take care of it, but they just take it out of the system.
That was Markéta Peková speaking there.